Good morning. It is 6 a.m. in Toronto, Friday, April 10th. And here with Chelmy M. News is Dick Smy.
Good morning and thank you, Jerry. Weather specialist Greg Griss says another nice day today. I'm going to salvage at least part of the weekend. That weekend rain won't be coming in now till Saturday night. The 1050 Chelmy M. Traffic Center reports no accidents this hour. Reminder, it's this weekend that they're going to close the Gardiner Expressway for repairs. Repairs will take place eastbound from Yonge to Leslie Street and westbound from Leslie to Jarvis. They're going to affect at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning and last until Monday morning at 5. If you're traveling, Ottawa and Montreal sunny in 18, New York sunny in 18, Chicago partly sunny in 22, headlights on this morning until 7:14. So, are you selling your house to make a quick buck? Better move quickly. The calculator and quiche crowd say that Toronto house prices are about as high as they can go and will level off any time now. The Toronto market has shot up an incredible 40% in the last year. Realtor Albert Fish says it will level off probably by this fall and drop 5 to 10% next year. So what do you do with your money? He suggests buying condos in Calgary or Edmonton. New York State has given the Gramazians a raspberry. It has withdrawn the financial incentives for a mega mall in Niagara Falls, New York. The Gramazians wanted duplicate their monster mall in Edmonton in either the Toronto or Buffalo areas. Toronto hasn't been keen about it, nor are local developers who have excluded the Gramazian brothers from their tight club, and now New York State has backed out. The bulldozer soon will roar through one of the few picturesque and quaint communities left in exurbia, Buttonville. The York Regional Council has voted to widen Woodbine Avenue through the town, it's really more of a hamlet, to 4 lanes plus 2 turning lanes. That will put the road within 12 feet of their century-old homes. Angry homeowners are going to the Environment Ministry. I don't really know what the point of it is. It used to be busy before they opened Highway 404. Not anymore, although traffic projections say that traffic volume could reach 17,000 vehicles a day. Alfred Savage is spending his last day on the job today, too. He's leaving the head office at the TDC to take over a similar job in Buffalo. Savage is 57, still says there has to be less balkanization of transit in the Toronto area. He says if you live up at Highway 7 and work in Scarborough, you don't really care whose bus company it is, as he put it. You just want to get there. He starts in Buffalo Monday at a nice jump in salary from $110,000 Canadian to $157,000 American. But he says money's number two. Number one is the challenge. Mr. Savage and I both should be aware of a small footnote to history today. It was on this day, in 1912, that the Titanic set sail from Southampton on its maiden voyage. You owe 1050 Chum AM. It is 6:03. The big boss from Boeing was in town yesterday. Here's Chum AM's Mike Cleaver.
Dean Thornton is the head man at Boeing of Seattle, the parent company of de Havilland for the past 14 months. Boeing has three subsidiaries in Canada, and Thornton grades their performance this way.
I'd give Arnprior an A. I'd give Winnipeg a B, increasing. They're coming along. They're better. Couldn't give de Havilland more than a C.
Thornton says the problem at de Havilland is not with the workers, it's getting the entire supply chain to perform properly and on time. De Havilland is having trouble producing and delivering its products on time, but Thornton is positive the situation can be corrected. He refused to talk about the upcoming labor negotiations this summer, saying the media is not the place for a discussion.
De Havilland hopes to sell 50 Dash 8s this year. Police were called in to handle an ammonia leak at Alt Dairies at 254 Berkeley Street. It took just over an hour to get the leak shut down. No injuries, a faulty seal in a compressor is being blamed. A methane gas explosion has rocked a coal mine east of Johannesburg in South Africa. 30 miners were killed. All but three were black. Ottawa is proposing to let local authorities buy, lease, or rent nearly 140 Canadian airports. Even if the government gets out of the airport business, Transport Canada would still be responsible for air traffic control, air navigation, and air regulation. Meantime, Transport Minister John Crosby says the cabinet will decide by summer if Air Canada will be sold to the private sector. Even though it's been several months since Ottawa indicated it may sell Air Canada, Crosby says no potential buyers have come forward. Canada's trade union movement has suffered a major setback. The Supreme Court ruled that the Charter of Rights and Freedoms does not guarantee the right to strike or bargain collectively. The Canadian Labour Congress says instead of solidifying the collective rights that workers have won over the years, the Charter could end up eliminating them. A new survey shows the lowest gasoline prices in Canada are, on average, in Alberta and Saskatchewan. The lowest price for regular unleaded gas is 39.1 cents a squirt in Red Deer. In Prince Albert, it's 42.1 cents a squirt. The highest price is in St. John's, Newfoundland, where unleaded premium is going for 61.5 cents a liter. When David and Elsie Edwards returned to their home in Aberdare, Wales, after a vacation, they found the front door was bricked up, and a notice was on the front saying the house had been condemned because of storm damage. Well, I mean, that's quite a shock. You come home from vacation and see something like that. Well, finally, the neighbors revealed it was a practical joke engineered by Doug Hathaway, the local pub keeper who was getting even for the for sale sign that he'd found on his car after his vacation. Edwards put it there. Now Hathaway is wondering what he'll find when he returns from his next holiday, which is scheduled for September. The Leafs beat St. Louis 3-2 in overtime to tie that series 1-1. Other wins by Montreal, Hartford, the Islanders, Philadelphia, Detroit, Edmonton, and Winnipeg. In baseball, the Indians beat the Blue Jays 14-3. That is right, 14-3. We pay cash for news, $100 for the best tip of the week, another $100 for the best story of the month. Call the Chum AM News Hotline anytime at 923-1133. It is almost 6:06, and the weather's next on 1050 Chum AM.
When you take a vacation to some far-off destination, get the very best deal you can.
Try Thompson's Value Pack Vacation Plan.
Put your face in Thompson
and have fun. As millions before you have done. Cause Thompson boats the whole thing at a price sure to make you sing no matter how far you roam.
Still there's the trouble with Thompson.
The trouble with Thompson is you just won't want to come home.
Take the family to Thompson's affordable Barbados this summer and find out why Thompson loves families. Thompson offers a range of apartments, villas, and hotels with great activities just for kids. A summer vacation in Barbados, perfect for the whole family. So much to do at so little cost, including enough sports activities to wear out the most energetic kids. All from only $399.
The trouble with Thompson is you just won't want to come home.
Call your travel agent and ask about Thompson's affordable Barbados.
As Mike Menacanan thinks about DoFasco's 75th anniversary, he reflects on the many changes he's seen during the 44 years he's been part of the company's growth. While steelmaking technology has progressed dramatically, there is one area that Mike feels hasn't changed very much at all.
The technology has really changed, but the attitude of the people never changed. They still strive to give the customer a good product. The employees have a tremendous amount of pride in what they do. I'm very proud of what I've accomplished in all the years I've been there.
Although Mike readily agrees that modern steelmaking technology has made a major contribution to improved and more varied steel products, he still believes it takes a backseat to one other factor.
Well, the automation and that, I still think the greatest factor is the human element in producing the product, or in other words, experience. To me, the human element kind of makes it go.
DeFasco, our product is steel. Our strength is people.
Chum AM weather specialist Greg Riss forecast. Sunny and warm today, and most of tomorrow it will turn cloudy with showers on Saturday evening. Sunday, cloudy with showers and cooler. 17 today, 15 Saturday, 12 Sunday. Normal daytime temperatures for this time of year should be about 11. The weather will be much the same over most of southern Ontario. The rain on Saturday will start earlier in the day to the west of us, but in Toronto not until the evening. Once again, today's Toronto weather is warm. It is plus 5 for 1050 Chum AM News. I'm Dick Smythe.
Well, what Dick is saying is call all those people in Vancouver who have been torturing us over the past week and really letting them know. It's just keep saying 17 degrees and sunny. 608.